Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. In Yeshua's evaluation of the church at Thyatira, He admonishes the brethren to hold on tight to that which you have until I return. He who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will give power over the nations. So that's something that we should hold on tight to. We should be willing to do whatever we have to do to overcome until the end, so that we can rule and reign with Jesus the Christ as he establishes the kingdom of God at his second coming. Now, how can we hold on tight and make sure that we overcome until the end? The answer is to say yes to the Holy Spirit. And I'm using this word yes as an acronym. The Y in the word yes means to yield. The E in the word yes means to embrace. And the S in the word yes means to strive. So we have to yield to the Holy Spirit, letting God be in us as Lord of all. We have to embrace the Holy Spirit, allowing it to lead us into all truth and holding on tight to that truth. And then we have to strive with the Holy Spirit. We have to walk along the path that it is guiding us, overcoming until the end. That's how we will grow in God's grace and knowledge, by saying yes to the Holy Spirit. In our last program, we discussed the Y in the word yes, which is yielding. So today we're going to discuss the E in the word yes, which is to embrace. And again, that is embracing the Holy Spirit, holding on tight to the truths that the Holy Spirit leads us into through the Bible and through the body of Christ, which is the church. Now, it's very important for us to understand that we must discern the differences between the traditions of men and the traditions of the Son of Man. Obviously, when it comes to the traditions of men that could turn us away from God, then we need to cast away those traditions of men. And then when it comes to the traditions of the Son of Man, we obviously have to always hold on tight to those traditions. So there are traditions of men, and then there's traditions of the Son of Man. And the Son of Man passes on those traditions through the Bible, as he inspires the Holy Spirit to be our guide, to lead us into truth so that we can have understanding of what his will is. Now let's look at these contrasting examples, the traditions of men and the traditions passed on by the body of Christ. Let's look in Mark chapter 7, and we'll read verses 5 through 13, because this is where we're going to see the traditions of men. This is in Mark chapter 7 and verses 5 through 13. Here it says, "The Pharisees and scribes asked Jesus, 'Why do your disciples walk contrary to the tradition of the elders?'" So this is a tradition of men that we're talking about. He says, "Why do your disciples walk contrary to the tradition of the elders by eating with unwashed hands?" That's the example. Jesus answered and said, "Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites when he wrote, 'They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.'" In other words, these people act holy by putting on a pedestal these traditions that they come up with in their own mind, saying, "This is how you should worship God." And they make it as though there are commandments from God, when they are simply the traditions and commandments of men. Jesus goes on to say, "You cast away the commandments of God in order to hold on to the traditions of men." And he repeats to them, "Like those ceremonial washings of cups that you're talking about, and many other such things you do. Moses said, honor your father and your mother. Now, that's a commandment of God. And what commandment is that? That's one of the Ten Commandments, right? It's the fifth commandment, which is repeated in the New Testament on several occasions. So we know that the commandments of God, the spiritual law of God, is still in effect. This is an eternal spiritual law. Yes, it's true that the Ten Commandments, written on two tables of stone, under the old covenant, that was done away with. But God's spiritual law, which are the Ten Commandments in the spirit of the law, they are eternal. And these are written on the two tables of our hearts and our minds. The Ten Commandments written on two tables of stone, they were just a copy of God's greater spiritual eternal law. So this is God's eternal spiritual law, where he says, honor your father and your mother. This is the love of God, that we love our fathers and our mothers. But a tradition of men can actually cause us to cast aside this commandment of God, and he gives an example. This is in verse 11. Jesus is saying to the Pharisees, when you counsel people that it's okay to say to their parents, this money that you need, that's reserved as a gift for God, so I can't give it to you. If you hold up that tradition, then you no longer allow people that want to do something profitable for their parents to do something profitable for their parents. In other words, you cast aside the commandment of honoring your father and your mother, and you make the word of God of no effect through your manly tradition. Now let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we'll read verses 13 through 15. This is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verses 13 through 15. Because here we see more traditions, but these are the traditions given to us through the body of Christ, through God's spirit-filled people, his followers, or in other words, his disciples. It says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 through 15, beloved brethren of the Lord, we give thanks to God always for you, because he chose you from the beginning to receive salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Consequently, he called you through our gospel. So then, brethren, stand fast and hold on tight to the traditions which you were taught, whether it was by written or spoken word, as long as it came from us. So you see, there are some traditions that are truly of God because they lead us to salvation. Any tradition that the body of Christ teaches that leads us to salvation is a good tradition. That's a tradition that's inspired by the Son of Man. But there are traditions of men that are not inspired by the Son of Man, and those type of traditions we should cast away and only hold on tight to the traditions taught by the body of Christ. Now let's give a few examples of traditions that people use, and they make them seem as though they are commandments of God, but these are not commandments of God. They are just traditions of men, because these traditions of men, they don't lead us to salvation in Jesus the Christ. And so let's cover first circumcision. Now true, this was given by God, and that was fine under the old covenant. But people want to bring this old covenant tradition over into the new covenant, and so now it becomes simply a tradition of man, because this circumcision in the flesh, which was done on males on the eighth day of their life, this is not leading us to salvation. What leads us to salvation is circumcision of the heart, and that is at baptism. Also, under the old covenant, there were sacrifices and offerings. Anybody that wants to bring that into the new covenant, no, we shouldn't have that. We should cast that away. That was all about the blood of animals. What we need to be concerned about is the blood of Jesus, because the blood of animals, that was just a reminder of sin. But the blood of Jesus, that gives us forgiveness of sins. And the washings that Jesus has spoken about, that just made people ceremonially clean. We have to be spiritually clean. It's okay to wash our bodies and to wash cups, but that doesn't make us clean inside. We can only be cleaned up inside by the washing of the Word, which is through the Bible, and through the Holy Spirit cleansing our minds from dead works to serve the living God. Then there was the tradition of the Passover. In the Old Covenant, under the Passover ritual, they killed a lamb and they put the blood on the doorpost. Trying to bring those kind of traditions over into the New Covenant, again, we should not do that. Now under the New Covenant, when we observe the Passover, we understand that the Lamb of God has been killed and that his blood covers us. And we understand that it's not about freedom from Egyptian slavery, but it's freedom from Satan the devil and from eternal death. So we partake of now unleavened bread and wine, because that symbolizes Jesus' blood and his body. Another one. I already mentioned this, but as an example again, the law. The law under the Old Covenant was written on two tables of stone. That symbolizes the fact that it was on a hard surface, just like their hearts and their heads were hard. And it was something that was external. They couldn't have those stones inside of them. So we should not keep the law in the Old Covenant type manner, because the letter of the law leads to death, as Paul wrote in another place. But now under the New Covenant, we keep the law according to the spirit of the law, which is a law of love, as opposed to legalism. The letter of the law is all about legalism, trying to do righteous according to our own works. But the spirit of the law is about love, working the works of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so now, God says under the New Covenant that the law is written on the two tables, not of stone, but of our heart and mind. So now, it's something that's on the inside of us, and we have a soft heart and a soft mind. It's not on something hard like stone. It's on our hearts and our minds that are made soft, receptive to the Word of God by the Spirit of God. And so those are just some examples of how Paul faced it all the time, that the Jews who were unconverted, they were living an old covenant way of life, and they were trying to introduce that. Even some of the Jews that came into the church were trying to bring those kind of old covenant influences into the church to say, you have to do this, you have to do all of these kind of physical things. No, brother. It's not about that, and that's what Paul fought against. We don't care about those traditions of men. We want to follow only to the traditions that point to salvation through Yeshua the Messiah. Now, speaking of that, in our next program, we're going to discuss the second chapter of Colossians, because this is one of the most misunderstood sections of Scripture. But as we'll see, it's really easy to understand because it follows the same pattern that we've been discussing, i.e., don't follow the traditions of men because they are not led by the Holy Spirit, but instead follow the traditions of the body of Christ, which is the church, the pillar and ground of truth. And that you can find that in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. So we need to follow the traditions of the body of Christ, which is the church, the pillar and ground of truth, because the church is led by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. So obviously, if the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, then the Holy Spirit is going to lead us into truth. And what is truth? God says that his word is truth. And so that's what we're going to do in our next program, is we're going to talk about the truths that are revealed in the second chapter of the book of Colossians. Thanks for joining me on this program. I hope you'll come back for the next program, and may God be in you.